Second duty, so that's the duty of material giving. Second duty is that of service. So this is generosity again, but it's with regard to action. Generosity in terms of action. Al-Ghazali talks about degrees again. You serve your brother, this is the lowest level, when he asks you for it. Your brother wants something, you give it to him, or you help him out in some way. Then you see your brother's needs like your own. It's the same sort of thing, on an equal footing. And then you prefer them. Yeah, so you prefer to serve them rather than to be served by them. So these are the three degrees of serving. Again, there's an obvious application to this particular retreat. You can just take this out and practice it. You can just practice it. There are loads of opportunities to serve one another. Make the most of them. And don't just wait to be asked. You know, offer to help. Yeah? If you notice that the washing up's taking a bit too long, people aren't going to be ready to, you know, come to the talk or whatever, well, just pile in and help out. Just, you know, go beyond yourself now. Don't think, oh, but it's, you know, my free time and I did the washing up yesterday. Just go beyond yourself a bit. You know, sort of just step in there. Don't wait to be asked. When you're making tea for yourself, make tea for others too. With regard to serving and washing up, don't just sign up for the serving and avoid the washing up. You know, this is one of the classics. Or if you like washing up, don't just sign up for the washing up and avoid the serving. You know, maybe other people appreciate doing what you like doing. Do the opposite. So think about that. Now, maybe that means you're going to have to change around the rotor, but I'll leave that up to you. There are going to be work periods on this retreat. Every day we'll do an hour's work. This is a way of serving Padmaloka. Yeah? Serving this particular retreat centre. This particular retreat centre which gives so much to so many people like yourselves. So in quite an open-handed way, you're serving whoever comes here. So throw yourself into that. Don't sort of, oh God, you know, another way of getting something out of us on this retreat. Just throw yourself into it. Serve. Yeah? Enjoy it. Or if you're just walking around using the facilities of the place, you know, you walk into, say, the pink bathroom, and it's, you know, pretty filthy, the toilet's really dirty, don't just think, well, someone else can do it in the work period. Why not just give it a quick clean? You know, serve the retreat centre, serve your brothers. You can find all sorts of little ways of actually putting this into practice, and I'd actually look for them. I've always found a very, very good way of cultivating friendship is just to attend to your friend's needs and to help them. What is it they're doing? What are their projects? What are they getting on with? Help them out. Don't think of friendship in terms of sitting around and talking. Help them out. Okay, third duty, forgiveness. And this is a very, very important one. In the book, Al-Ghazali splits forgiveness up into two things. Forgiving your brother when he does not attend his duty towards religion. So we're thinking of a different religion, but you know it still applies. And also, forgiving your brother when he does not attend to his duty towards yourself. Yeah. This is a really, really important duty. We're cultivating friendships, and ideally spiritual friendships, with human beings. We're human beings ourselves. That means we're imperfect. All of us are imperfect. So we're going to make mistakes. People are going to cause you offence. Even your friends will cause you offence. They're going to hurt you in various ways. It's inevitable, and it's certainly my experience. And if you're going to develop friendship, and certainly if you're going to develop spiritual friendship, you need to learn to be able to forgive repeatedly. Yeah? Again and again and again. You've just got to keep forgiving. It's a really, really important duty. You're not going to get very far without it. You've got to learn to forgive rather than take offence. Okay, so with regard to forgiving your brother when they fail in their duty to their religion, basically what you need to try and do here is, well, do try to restore your brother to virtue. If you know, if somebody here sort of acts in a way that you sort of think, well, that's a bit off, isn't it? Really, you know, couldn't they do a bit better than that? Well, okay, bring it up with them. You know, try and point it out to them in a kindly and gentle way. Actually sort of raise it with them. But, you know, do it kindly, do it appropriately. Pick the right time. You know, do pick the right time. It's very easy to sort of just kind of blurt it out at the wrong time and, you know, it doesn't really come across very well. Yeah, I found situations like this sort of a retreat, they're very, very useful working grounds for this because, you know, you're thrown together with lots of people in quite an intense environment and you'll see their weak spots and their blind spots. You'll just see them. And it's dead easy to get really irritated about it. You know, it's very, very easy to just sort of kind of resent them for it and to develop a rather harsh and unforgiving attitude towards them. With regard to this, you know, watch out for your assumptions. Watch out for your assumptions about other people. Maybe they aren't doing the washing up for a particular reason. Maybe they've got a perfectly good reason for doing that. Maybe they're not turning up something for a particularly good reason. Don't just assume, they're slacking or they're this or they're that. Watch out for your assumptions. The other one that I've noticed again and again over the years, I often get really irritated with other people's faults, only to discover that the reason I'm getting irritated is because I possess those faults myself. It's easier to see them in other people, and it really winds you up. You know, so just watch that one. And if when you're pointing something out to your brother, you're trying to restore them to virtue, they can't see what you're going on about, well, just forgive them. Yeah, you're just going to have to be open-handed about that one and forgive them. If they need to change and they can't see it, well, in the end, you've just got to recognise, well, that's their loss. You can still forgive them. You can still remain in friendly contact with them. Maybe at some point they'll actually see what you're going on about. You should respond with compassion, not resentment, in that situation. Now, the more difficult one, in a sense, I think, is when the failing is towards you. You know, when your friend lets you down in some way. You've still got to forgive them. But it is much harder to do, but you've just got to do it. What you have to do is try to let go of wanting to balance the accounts. You know, well, I was generous to you the other day. You were really tight with me. But you've just got to let go of that, basically. You've got to drop that sort of attitude. And you've got to let go of the idea of retribution, of justice in that sort of way. You've just got to forgive. So work on it. If you need to, you know, raise the issue with the person concerned. If it, you know, if you really can't let go of it, raise the issue with the person concerned. Or if you don't feel that you can do that usefully, well, talk to somebody else to try and get a more objective picture of what's going on. But try and choose somebody who's not just going to sort of, you know, indulge in a bit of like, yeah, they are like that, aren't they? Someone who's actually going to help you to come up with a more objective picture. So cultivate forgiveness.